Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Gemel. Matzilin, we may save, sal, a basket, malei chikares, full of loaves of bread. What does this mean? Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah? You can take out the food that you need for the Suda, for the three Sudais, according to the Tanakhama, at night for all three, in the morning for two, mincha time only for one, according to Rav Yaisi. You can always take for three, but there's a limit. Well, the limit has certain exceptions. For example, if you have a basket full of loaves, you don't have to start saying, well, let me see how many loaves I need. Just take out the whole basket. What if there are far more loaves over there than you need for three sudais? No problem. So the Mishnah V'yafel be, even though sheyesh bo me'ah sudais, even though there's enough here for 100 meals. But being that it's all in the same basket, so this isn't called doing extra carrying. For that matter, the igel shel devela. Igel means a round cake shel devela of pressed figs. You may remember these terms from Perikei L'Metzias. In any event, you know what they did with dried figs? They would press it into large round cakes. That was also much more than you would need for three sudais. But once you're carrying it, you don't have to start breaking off pieces and say, let me see how much of this I need. Same is true for v'chavish shel yayin, for a barrel of wine. Even though there was much more wine there than was required for the three sudais, you don't have to start pouring off wine, just take out the whole barrel. Vayitra zok the Mishnah v'oymer li'acher, and he can say to others, Bayu, come, v'atzilu lechem, and save for yourselves. V'imayev pikchen, if these people, literally means if they were smart, oysanim ha'cheshben acher Shabbos, they can make a cheshben with him after Shabbos, how much he owes them as laborers for doing the work of carrying. So what does this mean if they're smart? What does it have to do with being smart? Well, being smart means they know the halachis of Shabbos. You see, it could be someone's going to say, you know, you can't take money after Shabbos for carrying it, because you're not supposed to take money for work that was done on Shabbos. That's called Schar Shabbos. Why did Chazal Asr Schar Shabbos? We're talking about the kind of work that's not any of the Lamates Malachis. That's mutter, like babysitting or chazen, maybe a waiter. That's called Schar Shabbos. And Chazal says someone who takes Schar Shabbos does not see a simon bracha from that money. Now, there are heterim. For example, you can do something called havlah. That means to swallow it up. And you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to take extra money for the babysitting during the week. Unofficially, it covers what you did on Shabbos. Why did Chazal aser Schar Shabbos? If I'm not doing anything wrong, just babysitting or being a chazen, or being a waiter, so why officially can't I take money just for working on Shabbos? And the answer is, it was a gzeira that you may come to write down how much you owe. That's how it is. If I do work for you and you owe me money, I want to write down how many hours I did. And you may forget that it's Shabbos and write on Shabbos. Okay. So, the imhaya pikchen, if these people were smart, they would understand that here it's not a problem. Oysani my cheshbon achra Shabbos. They can make a cheshbon with him after Shabbos and they can say, please pay us for the food that we schlepped out. Why talk is it not Schar Shabbos? And the answer is because they didn't come here and say, well, you want us to take out the food? And he's screaming to the fire, I can only take out a little bit of food, you take the rest, take it. They didn't say, well, you're hiring us? We're working for you? That's not what happened over here. He said to them, listen, there's only a certain amount of food I could take, you take the rest. So they take it. The emes, they could keep it, because really it was hefker. Once the person who lives in the house couldn't take any more food, the halacha stops them from taking anything out. It's as good as gone. It's hefker. So when they took it, they don't have to return it at all. They can keep all this food. They don't have to give it back to him. So why then are they returning it? Because we're talking about people that are Yirei Shemayim. And they say, look, technically I can hold it. I can keep it. He wasn't going to take it out anyway. He wasn't allowed to. The fire would have consumed it. It would have burnt it up. But I don't want to have enough from someone else's thing. I know he didn't do this by choice. He may not be happy about it. Let me return it to him. The only thing is that they could say, look, work, I don't have to work for nothing. So they can take money for it. This is not a problem. So in my opinion, if they understand this, so it really means a bunch of things over here. We're talking about people that are Yirei Shemayim. They don't want to say, well, too bad, you couldn't have had it anyway. So we took it, we keep it. They say, no, we don't look at things that way. We want to return it to you. We don't want to have enough from your thing. But under these circumstances, it's not considered Schar Shabbos. They weren't really working for him. Therefore, Isani my cheshbon achar Shabbos, they can make a reckoning, they can make a cheshbon with him after Shabbos. So let's see how much he should pay them for the work of schlepping it out. Now the Mishnah asks another question. Lahechon metzilan Isa, to where can you take it? Remember in regard to the Svarim, or the Tefillin, in the previous Mishnah, so we spoke about a Mavi Mefulish. Bemseira says you can take it even to a Mavi that doesn't have a Lechi in front. Tanakama says no, it has to be a Mavi that's officially closed, that has a Lechi in front, that's the pole that goes up, or the Kaira that goes across. What about the food? To where can you carry it? Zak de Mishnah, here you're much more limited. Lechatzer Hamoi Reves, only to a courtyard that has an Erev. That means a courtyard that is closed al pi halacha. It has whatever is necessary al pi halacha to consider it closed on all four sides. And it also has to have an eruve chatzeris. What does an eruve chatzeris mean? If you have a courtyard and you have two or more Yiddish people who have houses that go into this courtyard, where people from the houses carry into the courtyard. So Chazal said, in order to be able to carry over here, even if you have a good wall around and around, but in order to be able to carry over here, you have to make an Eruv Chatzeiris. I'm not going to get into all the halachis of Eruv Chatzeiris, but basically you have to take food from before Shabbos and say that this belongs to everybody. We all own this food. See, Chazal was scared. If you have a bunch of houses that lead into a courtyard, even though it has mechitzas, people are going to say, oh, this is like a public domain and people carry, so maybe you can carry in the street also. So they were Mesakin and Erev Chatzeris. You have to do this before Shabbos. Like a bungalow colony would have to have an Erev Chatzeris. Or if you have a neighbor, even though there's an Erev between you and your neighbor, your parents probably made an Erev Chatzeris if you want to be able to carry in the alleyway. So there are many halachis here, which we won't get into now. A bunch of courtyards together. And if you go from the courtyards into an alleyway, the alleyway has a similar kind of Takana, that's called Shitufei Mevai, something that makes you carry in the alleyway. And in the courtyard, there's an Eruv Chatzeiris, whatever the case may be. The point is, you can only take the food out to a place where you can carry Lichat Chila. It has Mechitzas and there's an Erev. Then Ben Seira says, Af L'She'ena Merevis. You can even take it out to a courtyard that does not have an Erev. The Mefarshim explained this means, without an Eruv Chatzeiris. In other words, even Ben Seira, who's lenient, says you have to have mechitzas, you have to have an Erev. You have to have physically that it's closed in. But if it doesn't have an Eruv Chatzeris, if they didn't take this food before Shabbos and say everyone owns it together, okay, under these circumstances you can carry the food out over there. By the way, I just want to explain to you, when we say Erev, a lot of times we refer to a wire on top of two poles. So we call that an Erev. But really that's called a Tzuras HaPesach. See, Chazal said, you can have two poles and something on top, which is straight, it could even be a wire. That's like it's a doorway, it's like an opening. That could be considered a mechitza. All right, let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We learned, first of all, that even though we're limited in how much we can carry out food. However, there's a kul over here, because you have a basket full of loaves. You don't have to start saying, well, how many loaves do I need for the three suits? Let's just take the whole basket out, or take the whole round cake of pressed figs out, or take the whole barrel of wine out. You can say to others, come and take for yourselves. You can't say take for me, but you can say take for yourselves. We said if these people are knowledgeable in Hilchos Shabbos, and we're imagining over here, we're assuming that they're Yirei Shemayim, that really they don't want to take it for themselves, they want to return it to him, they could say, okay, we'd like to get paid for the work that we did, that would not be a problem of Schar Shabbos. And finally, the Mishnah asked, to where can you carry it? Tanakhama says only to a chatzah, that's perfect. It has to have mechitzas and a ruv chatzeris. And Bim Seir says, even to a chatzah, which is Eina me'ayraves.